Customization, transparency, profit. The HedgeBetter sports betting platform is a revolutionary concept that creates a competitive advantage for every party involved in the sports betting process. We are putting the odds in your hands, cutting out the middleman, and empowering a future generation of sports bettors. Look for the HedgeBetter sports betting platform coming in 2023. In the meantime, visit us at www.hedgebetter.com, follow us on Instagram at HedgeBetter, and subscribe to the HedgeBetter YouTube channel.
Welcome to Steel and Naz, episode 96. We're getting there. We're on no guests tonight. Let's have a night. Brought to you part by HedgeBetter from our headquarters in Braintree, Massachusetts. Anton in the building for the first time of the month. How you feel?
You know, all my NFL picks would have been right if I was on here. You know, Razor in the playoffs.
And you're talking into the microphone. That's good to see.
Yeah.
We've made a lot of progress.
Outside of that, I don't know. You know,
let me get into the sponsors right away. The law offices of Patrick J. Foley. Do what you do. Follow our laying down the law picks every week. Actually, Anton is on the leaderboard there. Thursday night picks. We got another big game tonight with the Broncos and Colts. Also, Slide Edge Fitness and Performance, who put on a hell of a clinic at the softball tournament a couple of weeks ago.
Great stuff.
They did not win a game, but they, you know, their sportsmanship was on par.
If there was a weightlifting contest, they won.
By miles.
I don't even think a team could have outlifted one of their players.
Yeah.
Yeah, and since, you know, we no guests tonight, we're just going to roll right into it. Patriots lose their third game of the season, three of their first four. Tough game against the Packers. You know, you're going into it.
Lambeau,
with,
baby.
With, you know, Lambeau, Brian Hoyer as the quarterback, goes down after, like, what, the second series? And then in comes Zappy Zone. And not that he was like this, you know, he did enough to, you know, if you're going to have this late round rookie come in for his first game, and it's at Lambeau Field against Aaron Rodgers, I'd say he did a pretty good job. He definitely did above expectation.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, what'd you guys think about the game?
I mean, that was my expectation in that game. It was so much funner of a game to watch. Well, that, like, I hated seeing Brian Hoyer out there.
So, like, when I was watching it, I was saying this. I was like, you know what? They're giving us a game to watch, and it's not 21-0 in the first quarter. And I, you know what? Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's kind of was, you know, whatever it was. But, you know, Zappy was not good.
He was all right,
Zappy,
dude.
Zappy was not good.
You're a rookie. Would I rather Zappy
over Hoyer? Yes.
But is that the main thing you took from the game?
No. The main thing I took from the game was, honestly, our receivers aren't that bad.
I think our receivers are really good.
I would say, yeah. I think I'd actually agree with you.
Yeah, when Zappy's throwing him dimes.
No, like Tony Romo was like calling it perfectly. Like, he's like, this guy's seeing fucking 15 guys on the field. You know, his head spinning.
Because he is. You know what I mean?
Down, but fucking... then, like, you see the fourth and five when he got spun around. He had no poise. Like, no, like. You could just see it, and I don't blame the kid.
Rookie from Western Kentucky.
I don't blame him at all.
Lambeau was a lot.
to Matt's defense, like the drunkest guy smoking a cigarette indoors at the Irish pub could have thrown that touchdown pass to Devontae Parker, who was open by about.
No, I disagree with that.
And that might be you, by the way.
That's not no vape guy now.
I think for me that stood out was their defense. I think for outside of the second half against the Ravens, I think they've been top notch. Every game they've been in so far.
Top notch.
I think pretty top notch.
Jack Jones, superstar.
Jack Jones, pick six.
So I think this is where Belichick is right. Two places he was right is Cole Strange.
Beast.
And number one cornerback, he can just plug him in.
Jalen Mills?
No, I'm saying Jones.
Oh, Jones, yeah.
I think he can just plug him in.
I mean, that pick six was a hell of a play. He read that almost too well. Like, it almost went behind him.
He tricked Rodgers, too.
Yeah, exactly.
And it couldn't have been at a better time. It was 13.
I think that's where Belichick's been right, though. And people want to give him a lot of shit. We're 1-3. You know, you lose your quarterback.
Tough game. Tough two last two games. To your point, though, yeah, hell of a pick. And if you were to tell me, I bet Aaron Rodgers never thrown a pick that close to halftime in his career.
Ever. No, I definitely not.
Well, what a turn of events that was. That was like, all right, like, they're going to drag this out. They'll probably lose by a couple scores to, wow, we got a lead at half. We're right
in this. Yeah, jacked up. Let's go.
We're going. You know what? This is the big thing I saw out of the game is he's killed. This guy has killed us throughout the first four games of the season, Isaiah Wynn.
Terrible.
An offensive line there.
He's going to get our quarterbacks.
That was a pathetic performance.
They finally got the guy off the couch, Marcus Cannon. Joey Boats' guy, Marcus Cannon, you know, leads charges. I don't know if you remember his rant from a couple years ago where he was in here. But Marcus Cannon, who signed off the street, was on the practice squad, got elevated. When Wynn's game went to shit again the other day, they brought Marcus Cannon. And he's just a big boy.
He's just a house of a man.
He's a good presence, and you know that's another guy we need to fill the void, especially if you can have a young quarterback back there.
I mean, right. You can't have a guy getting in untouched when you got a young quarterback.
You had Hoyer. He let Hoyer die.
Yeah, merited.
I mean, you have literally.
Rashawn Gary's good. Like he's getting beat by a good player.
Fine. Yeah. And who's the guy in the middle for the Packers? There, what's his name? Kenny.
I can't think of his name.
97 there.
He's a house of a man, too.
He's their best player. Their D-tackle there. Whatever. Him and Andrews absolutely were phenomenal against them. They were them two right there. You bring in Cannon. You know, a win sucks. Yeah, I mean, that cost us a lot of time. I think they should have treated that last drive, I don't know if it was overtime or right before overtime, as a four-down play, you know, the third and five, instead of throwing it there. I think they should have just ran it one more time. And then played it as a 4th-and-2, 4th-and-3. But other than that, I thought they played a good game. They were no business. They were, 9.5 dogs?
Yeah.
Dogs?
Oh, yeah. Exactly. You had no Bailey business. Zappi versus the Packers and Lambeau. The fact that you're in that is crazy.
My only one peeve I had out of the game, which the Pats probably have one of the best, you know, duo running back sets in Harris and Stevenson. I think they've both been pretty good to start the year. They relied heavy on them. But when it comes to winning a ball game, like, yeah, first and maybe second down, but you got to try to win the game at some point.
You do. Absolutely.
I see, especially
against Rodgers. Like, you can't give him shots.
At that point, go for the win.
I don't think so. I don't think you killed this. I don't think Bill was like, all right, this kid has had no really first, you know, team practice, which maybe it should have. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's hard to explain.
My point is, what's the worst case scenario there? He throws a pick to lose the game, or you go fourth and out and give Aaron Rodgers
five picks, or he loses the game. You don't know.
Throw five picks. I'm talking about the last drive of the game.
Yeah, he threw it and fucking sucked.
You can't throw five picks in one.
No,
series.
I'm saying that last series they threw it on third down. I was saying run it.
I think they just
played as four downs. Get into field goal range.
That game on both sides though, because like they both have running back duos. Like it was a running back like masterclass.
Oh yeah, no.
Because like their duo went off too.
Aaron Jones.
Their duo went off too. Yeah.
Outside of Cleveland, I'd probably take Aaron Jones and AJ Dillon over anyone in the league.
Yeah, like they looked incredible.
I think I'd take them over them.
You think? Yeah, I
it's close, but I think I'd go Packers too. But it's close. It is.
Yeah. So everything I liked there, you saw. I still don't understand why they don't give Kendrick Bourne more time. Mm-hmm. I think he's the most talented receiver on this roster, man. I keep seeing Devontae Parker. Yeah, he's coming out of his shell. He's playing a little better. Nelson Aguilar is a fumble away from blowing another game. They haven't really gotten the tight ends involved. So my point is, Kendrick Bourne, with Jacoby Myers especially out, why isn't he getting more pull?
I don't know, but
Patricia effect.
It is. That's what I've seen as well. But I also think, I think half the playbook just went out the window when Zappi went in.
Yeah, that's true.
Like this week. Oh, like, easily. I think like that just changed everything.
Roundabout.
Did you see the clip with just Belichick talking to Zappi? It's like, if I saw that, like, there would be poop in my pants. And it's like, I don't want to be on that white piece of paper when I go. Belichick talking to me right there. I know he was doing everything, whatever, to help.
Like, when Matt comes back.
I think that was like the worst thing.
When Matt comes back, like if Bourne is still not getting, like that's just awful.
Yeah,
like you got to be better. But like,
I mean, you look at the stats though. I know it's it's stats, but 10 for 15, 99 yards, a touchdown pass rating of 107.
Yeah, he didn't hurt us. He did not play. The fumble was Wynn's fault again.
Completely.
So, and that's bad. And I mean, when you get hit that hard, dude, you're not gonna hold on to the fucking ball.
You know who our best player was? It was our punt returner there. He was
return game was great.
Yeah,
that was
special
our best
teams was great.
He kept us in the game. I don't really have much to say, bad to say about a loss, which is
surprising.
Yeah.
Because usually I'm bad in a win, so
surprising.
I liked what the Patriots showed. Judon was Judon. Who was that 49 with the long hair there? He was everywhere.
I forget his
Tavai,
name.
Tavai.
He's the new special teams like guru.
No.
He was out there on plays though.
Special teams guy, the linebacker.
Oh.
He was out there on plays. His name's something like Tavai.
He was
He's like a Hawaiian guy with the long hair.
He was awesome. He was awesome.
He did his first tackle. He drilled the guy, and I was like, who in the hell was that?
He made one mistake early on, too, but after that, he was just – he was probably their second-best defensive player.
Keep me back in.
Speaking of week four, before we move on to week five and game picks for the Pats Lions, best thing you saw this week in the NFL?
The best thing I saw this week might have just been like the Jared Goff Geno Smith shootout.
Yeah.
That was electric, and no one saw it. Like, why would that game be 48-45?
48-45, absolute no defense being played.
Like, just like that was shocking. Like, that was one of those, like, when it was on the ticker, like, every time it went by, there was like two more touchdowns scored, and it was like, what the hell is happening in that game?
Is Geno Smith a scrub?
He's crawling himself out of that.
No, he's a scrub.
I still think the Lions
defense is so
bad.
On
the other hand, though, I don't think Jared Goff's a scrub. I think he's pretty good.
No, I don't think he is. His test is against us this week. Best thing I saw this week was actually, I think, the Eagles. Down 14-0
early.
Yeah, I was
going to say that.
Yeah. And they solidified themselves as a legitimate fucking awesome team.
Because I think
AJ Brown's that good.
I think the Jags are the real deal.
So it's
not like they didn't, like, do this against a bad team.
Mm-hmm.
They came back. They flipped the script.
Mm-hmm. As a hater, the Ravens also love to see them implode.
Yeah, the Bills.
A lot of fighting on the sideline. Love that.
That Ravens team is very, very
They're all
good.
Fighting on the sideline and stuff. I love
you
it.
Fight it. You, yeah.
And,
yeah, wait till Aaron Judge fucking knocks Stanton out this weekend.
So you guys took...
take it easy, man.
You're both, you know, positives, well, good stuff out of the week. I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs. Finding their offensive game back and towering over Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 41-31.
There is nobody who scores points faster than Patrick Mahomes.
No one.
You look away and they had the ball back in the ball in the red zone. I was like, what?
Yeah, it's a tough
game. No, gamblers, you know, if you're listening, you know, the Sunday night game is big because the next day, you know, back to neutral,
week.
So I need to get back to neutral. So I put everything I was losing on the Chiefs. I was like, no brainer, you know. Tom's going through a divorce. This team's not moving. They're moving the way they want to right now. Their games in December and January. The Chiefs are going to take this right now, and they did. On the flip side, what I really saw this week is a team lose to the Jets, and whenever you see that, that's awful to see.
Yeah.
And the Pittsburgh Steelers are, you know, not that really had a lot of expectations to start the season, but you kind of thought Mitchell Trubisky was going to show a little bit more than what he's been showing. They brought in Kenny Pickett. Didn't do any better with three picks. He's starting this week. Zach Wilson.
Against Buffalo.
Against Buffalo.
Those picks were jokes. They were tips. They were Hail Mary.
Yeah.
He was okay.
Yeah, he was all right. And, I mean, I thought he should have started week one.
Well,
I thought Mitch was a waste of time.
It's like Zappy. It's like, all right, he comes in after an injury. And I get we were playing horror the whole time. It's like when you have the full team practice with the first team and you're ready
Oh,
to
I
go,
get him not being good at that
completely
game.
Completely different.
But he was a first-round pick, I think. And the other one was Mitch fucking Trubisky.
No,
I would have
just
gone with the kid.
Yeah, from week one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, from week one.
I don't know. I don't think you do because I think you want him to just feel the NFL presence. I think Tomlin actually did this one the right way. Maybe just, you know, let them lose and say, hey, we're starting them this week. But I don't know.
I see a lot of comparisons in the situation the Patriots had last season. Obviously, I'm not the head coach there. I don't see how well Kenny Pickett developed. I didn't know how Mac Jones developed, you know, going into his rookie year. But if it were me, I would have played Kenny Pickett the first game too. But obviously, Mike Tomlin could have seen something else. He said, okay, this kid's not ready. But at the end of the day, you know what you're going to get on Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah.
And that's a guy who, you know, inconsistent throwing, finds first downs with his legs. That's probably the only positivity you get out of him. And doesn't finish drives off with touchdowns, field goals.
So, I mean, that's why I wanted Zappy. I wanted somebody
I
didn't know.
You know, no TJ Watt. You know, Minka Fitzpatrick now is hurt. But he... You know what I mean? So I think he was just, you know, let's get this kid prepped and ready to play in the NFL.
Yeah, I'll get off the Steelers in a sec, but they haven't even let up that many points. They just haven't. I think they're probably averaging like 15 points a game.
Right, and they have Najee Harris. George Pickens.
Yeah, people say the Patriots don't have weapons. The Steelers have all the weapons. They have Deontay Johnson. I know everyone dogs on, but Chase Claypool's a good player.
He's got to figure it out. I don't know what's wrong with him. Like, I think he needs a quarterback with an arm. Like, if he goes to the Chargers, I think he's, you're talking different about him. If he goes to, like, the Chiefs, I think you're talking different about him. But there's certain quarterbacks that Chase Claypool is, he's just not meant for, and this is one of the places. I don't know what Kenny Pickett's arm's like. Maybe not, but I think it's you know, the Deontay Johnson, George Pickens show for sure.
For sure. And with Najee. We're going to move on to week five. This is the game of the year. Lions at the Patriots. Game of the year for the New England Patriots. They need to win this game. This isn't a want. This isn't, oh, if we beat Green Bay, that's great. If we beat Baltimore on our home opener, that's great. This is a game they need to have if they want to have any sense at, you know, playoff aspirations.
A season.
They're sitting at 1-3. They have a stretch coming up where they're playing the Jets. They're playing the Lions. They're playing the Bears. Who else are playing? They're playing the Browns next week. Yeah, I mean, they have a chance to stack up a couple wins there, and it starts on Sunday at home at Gillette against the Lions. As good as the Lions' offense has played, I think they're averaging the most in the league. They're allowing the most in the league.
I was about to say, like based on just, like, the games, like, as fucked as it is to say, like, we're much more of a 1-3 team than they are. Like, they've lost a game 48-45 and, like, won, like, 38-35 and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Their offense is buzzing.
But
the defense
also,
is obviously
it's also a lot of garbage time points. No, I'm not taking anything away from the Lions. I think Belichick shuts down Hockenson. I think he respects him. That's a guy that he would like. I think that's who gets shut down.
Is St. Brown playing?
I don't know. He's
that's huge.
So it comes down to, you know, Reynolds and then their running back who's stepped in and been great because Swift.
Even these defensive game plans, the Pats have shut up. I expect them to do the Foley thing against Jared Goff too. Every game for the most part, besides Lamar Jackson's second half, they've done a good job, you know, keeping the base, keeping them, even when they get into the red zone, they keep them with three instead of seven.
Yep.
This whole question is, how does Bailey Zappi respond to a full game, full week of preparation, knowing he's going to play? Let's be honest, Mac Jones is not playing.
I don't think he's going to play.
Personally. No, he's not.
They're going to go with the same scheme they did against Green Bay.
You can't take all this game of the year with Bailey Zappi at quarterback.
It is because you need the game. You need the game.
Yeah, but
you cannot lose this game.
And I think one thing that helps in a way with it being Bailey Zappi is the fact that we're going to be so run oriented, so like they won't put up all those points. You got
to
ball control the shit out of it.
And you need to capture off this play-action pass. I think the play-action pass can be wide open, considering you're going to run the ball 30, 40 times in the game.
And the arm looked all right with Zappi.
He was, like, touched. He was, like, he just lost his mind.
Did Bailey Zappi sleep with, like, your girl or something?
No,
It seems like it.
I'm a big Zappi guy. I
friend of the pod.
last year I was Team Hoyer, and he took his job, and I'm not over that, but.
Who?
Hoyer was my guy last year, remember?
Yeah, fuck Hoyer.
Yeah, I was rooting hard, but I'm saying he was just anytime he got touched, he was all over the place. He's not like he's a fucking rookie, a third string rookie. He never expected to see a snap this year.
No shit, and he played pretty well in Lambeau.
Yeah, but you can't give him game of the year. In week five.
That's just where
we're
at.
I'm not giving him the game of the year. I'm giving the team the game.
Yeah, that's just where we're at.
This is where we're at. That's not the situation
reality.
That you want. This is the reality of the situation. October 9th, the best day of the year.
I think it's
getting
over.
After it.
It is just the shittiest day of the year.
I think it's over, to be honest with you.
Said
red throwback.
You said about the
Zappy
Jets,
zone. Can't lose.
I think I can. Yeah,
what's the final score, Matt?
You
took the Pats last week over the Green Bay.
I
don't know if you're on a bender or what, but.
I almost had it.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I would go 28-16 lines.
Okay. I'm going to go on a different end. I think the defense is going to allow less than that. I think the Pats squeak one out here. I'm saying 24-13.
Yeah, I like that better than mine.
24-13.
I think Belichick isn't good. I think Belichick.
He has a plan.
21-17 Pats. And then my secondary thing is like whatever that score Joe Zappi said for the score of that other game. He said
no,
like 70 to 50. Let's go.
It was close.
After really thinking about it, it's 19-6.
You can't change the score now.
Yeah, you're already on record, dude. There's no editing here.
Fine.
Yeah, Showtime's not here.
Now. I don't think we're going to score, and I think Belichick's going to own Goff.
As he did.
Yeah.
In past
As
occasions.
He did. So now we'll get to our lock of the week segment. Does anyone have one, or you need to look
at it? I'm going 49ers.
49ers
over the Panthers.
Six and a half on the road.
The 49ers defense looks unbelievable this year.
At home, though.
Dude, Baker Mayfield has a QBR of like 15. It's like historically bad.
Really bad.
And like I think that defense, like I think it's like a, like I know it's Jimmy G. I think it's like a 21 zip shutout.
I can see that. I
like
see,
I don't think Baker does a thing against
that
defense.
It's almost like shut down McCaffrey time, and that's trade him or just not let him get hurt.
No, I don't think they do a thing against
that team.
That defense
does it every year. Even what's his name? The Palmer who like works out with all the quarterbacks. Forget the guy, but he works out with Sam Darnold, and he just like put out this video of like Sam Darnold the other day. He's like
seeing ghosts.
He's ready to go.
Yeah,
like, it's like all right, dude. This thing.
My lock is the Packers -8 over the Giants. I think people are gonna
bounce back.
I think people are overreacting to the Patriots being that close, underrating Belichick's game plan for Rodgers. I think that Green Bay's defense is very good. The Giants aren't good. They have Saquon Barkley as a good fantasy player, but they are not a good fucking team. All their wide receivers are hurt.
A lot of holes.
Their defense sucks. I think 8's not too bad. It's a big number, but I think it's, you know, Rodgers is going to say, fuck this. We went there this good.
I was looking at the Titans-Commanders game, and, like, that's a close spread. But give me the Bills over the Steelers by 14. I think that's about a billion.
Oh, that's so many
points. Think Kenny Pickett, you know, rookie outing here, going to take, you know, a big beating by this defense. I know they're a little depleted, but I think that could be a score like 41 to like 10.
So
I think it could
points.
Be an absolute blowout at home in Buffalo. I think the Bills could be buzzing against
the
Steelers.
You can't be locking in 14.
As I do every Lock of the Week segment, Lock of the Week hit last week too. Don't just listen to the Thursday Night Football graphic. Lock of the Week's work, people.
I mean, ugh.
Cardinals last week by a billion. They did it. It's like a 1-point spread.
I mean, 14.
You just broke Maddie's brain.
I love it.
I just.
The brain's not already broken.
I can't bet that because that's like Kenny Pickett throws an early touchdown or there's a defensive fuck it.
Then don't lock it in, dude. Teams.
I'm not.
Don't lock it in. Don't lock it in.
Cower in fear. Hide.
I would bet the Steelers.
I was looking at Bruins here, but you know what? We're gonna transition. You know, since Anton's here tonight, Red Sox go home, game 162. See you later, Dennis Eckersley.
See you, JD.
Judge hits his 62. Rays are in the first round against Cleveland. Just thoughts how, you know, the season went and, you know, first round matchups. We'll get to those in a second. Just overall for me, I think the Red Sox, pretty disappointing year, obviously.
You don't say. What happened?
They haven't re-signed their top two guys yet. They're going to have a couple guys walk in free agency.
JD's gone.
Seems like this is a team that is going to have some turnover going into next year, and that's really all I have out of that.
I had, like, 5 great months and, like, 1 extremely shitty one.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much how the year went, and I'll take that.
I'm
that gets you
sure
to win in the division.
I was exact on the records of the standings.
Didn't you win, like, 85 games?
But I was exact on the standings besides – the Rays over the Yankees. The Yankees are over the Rays. I think I hit the standings on the head. I said the Orioles ahead of the Red Sox. I think I hit the nailed on the head.
We'll fact check this.
Yeah,
we'll get back to that.
But I'm pretty sure I fucking nailed that. And I'm always going to take the fucking Rays. But
hell of a year, though. Aaron Judge, the god.
Like I said, tomorrow, you know what? We're
62.
Playing at noon. McClanahan, Bieber.
I love noon postseason baseball. There's nothing.
That's a great matchup.
Literally World Series baseball.
I'm worried about the Guardians because they're as scrappy as us. They get the pop like us. They get the, you know, whatever. If we get through them, you know, I don't know. I like Rasmussen and McClanahan showed up in the playoffs last year. I'm not afraid of the pitching and what we can do and how we can do it.
Who's we, if the people don't know?
The Rays.
One's huge for you guys, I think, because two, like, they have a good rookie who's going up, but it's Glasnow. So, like, you guys should, like two. So, if you guys can beat Bieber, you guys have a great matchup going into game two.
Is Glasnow even going to?
Yeah, I think it's Glasnow, too. And they have their rookie, McKenzie, who's filthy.
Nasty. But he's a rookie.
But he's a rookie. You don't know how that's going to go.
So, like, Rasmussen and McClanahan last year in the playoffs, people don't realize that's where they really made their
Your franchise runs on a bullshit no-name guy doing something awesome.
So we have them three in the playoffs, which is I would take them over probably any other three. You know, Houston's got Verlander, Javier, Framber Valdez. Who's their three?
Framber Valdez, yeah.
I'd rather our three. The Yankees got Severino's just almost pitching no hitter. That fucking sucks going in. Like I don't like
nasty that. Nestor, yeah. Baby.
With Cole. So and Nestor. So you know, I think they can go toe to toe with them.
Out of the four wild card matchups, so it's 3 Cleveland, 6 Tampa, 3 St. Louis, 6 Philly, then you got 4 Toronto, 5 Seattle, and then 4 Mets, 5 San Diego. Out of all the four of those series, who do you think has the best spot for the best upset? I'll start with you, Steele.
For the best upset.
Upset in what way?
Like 3 versus 6, 4 versus 5.
The Mariners would be an upset over the Jays, yes?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'd say that one is the best shot.
Because the Mariners are a team that, you know, those tight knit, red hot. One of the more feel good.
Give me the J Rod show all day, just stories. Like the home run derby.
Yeah.
Luis Castillo should have climbed to the Yankees.
One of the most scariest things, I think, for me is the Mets. And it's
the two pitchers.
Best out of three. You win two games, you go to the next round. You got Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom. Whatever way they're going, I would throw DeGrom first game, whatever it takes.
Yeah, whoever.
Exactly, that's my point.
Whoever didn't pitch last, just go.
I would just.
San Diego's a pretty good ball club, and they're up against hell coming out of the gate here.
I didn't know that was the upset. I would have picked that, obviously.
No. San Diego?
Over the Mets?
No, I'm saying the Mets. Oh, okay, I did write that. Yeah, okay.
But the thing is, okay, if there was one team that could upset the Mets, it's San Diego. So that's an awesome matchup. Like, I think the other one's what, Philly versus...
St. Louis.
When Philly, you got to be careful with Philly because, if Schwarbo and Harper go nuclear, they can win two games.
On the other side, it's Goldschmidt, it's
Arenado and Pujols.
And
respect.
Pujols
gotta have respect.
Pujols has had like the best month in baseball. Yeah, that's not even like
being 24 home runs at age 42.
I like.
That's nuts.
And most of those are the last two
months. But Paul Goldschmidt, to your point, probably the
MVP. I would say
the Rays over the Guardians is my upset. Obviously.
That would be my upset too. I just think they've been there, done that.
That's exactly why.
Cleveland obviously have been in playoffs before, but I feel like with this group, they really haven't done that before. And I think when it comes down to it, I mean,
the Rays just do it.
The playoff, playoff baseball comes down to pitching and timely hitting. It's simple as that. If Randy can get hot,
Randy
Glasnow's back, right?
Yeah, he's pitching game two.
Pitching game two.
See, I don't.
Shane McClanahan, game one, who's a stud.
He is.
He had a bad. He had after the All-Star break, he had a rough stretch, but he's.
He was head to head with Verlander for a while there.
And then
he didn't even lose. Verlander just didn't.
the thing with Glasnow, and this is
fuck Justin Verlander.
Him going number two is he got hurt when they took away the state tech. He got hurt that next start. And, whatever. He's come back. He has some of the filthiest stuff in the game.
Oh, absolutely. He's unbelievable.
But if he somehow just doesn't have that, he got trash canned by the Indians in that AL. That was his, last playoff start. When the trash can game versus the Rays that nobody talks about because the Yankees apparently are good or something now. But,
yeah, whatever. No, just, no one cares about your franchise, on the planet.
Last year was a great fucking playoff pitcher. And then you let the bullpen do the rest. And that's what the Rays have relied on. And that's why I want him going too. But you know what? Whatever.
I want you to lose just because I don't want to play the Rays again in the playoffs.
Nobody does. But I don't want to play the Guardians.
Have a bunch of no-names that throw sidearm 100-mile-per-hour fucking nonsense. And I hate it.
So wait. So the Rays play the Yankee. Rays
the
winner.
We'll get there next week.
Yeah. No, I was just trying to check out the
Browns. My last question before we get out of baseball is... I, going into the season, I think I had the Blue Jays winning it over the Dodgers. I have now switched my pick because obviously we've played 162 games. I'm going to have my prediction of going into the playoffs. So I think it's really interesting because, they were winning in the division all season. But I just think it's their year, man. I think the New York Mets can get it done. I have them representing the NL over an upset. Whenever they get to the Braves or if they don't even get to the Braves, it's against the Dodgers. I have the Mets just because of their pitching and just sound, you know, sound defense. They just sound they have the championship type pedigree. On the other hand, I'm going with a team that's been the best team in the AL all year. I think Houston's going to come out of the AL. Again, exceptional talent. Age 40, Justin Verlander, best pitcher in baseball this year. Definitely has pitched the best. I don't even think that's in question.
He had his best year. That's so fucked.
I don't think it's in question. No.
If
DeGrom was healthy all year, I bet he would have done it. But
how about this? You lost your best two players the last 2 years, and George Springer and Carlos Correa, and you're still exactly where you were. How crazy is that? The Astros. They're the best team in the AL.
Part of that was because of those two pitchers that became like just as good this year. The rest of that lineup's still fucking sick, dude.
What do you think the Rays have fucking done for their entire fucking
But that's franchise? Not the way the Astros operate. That's what I mean. There's different organizations that develop in different
processes.
It's
much crazier that his team does it every year than the Astros.
Yeah.
Like, that's not even, like, close.
Like, you're an idiot.
Like, that team still just had, like, Altuve, Yordan, fucking, like...
Yordan coming back, like, what's his name? They call him the Destroyer for
Kyle Tucker, Alex Bregman, like.
How he kind of faded off. I thought Yordan was going to kind of do that. Yordan is a beast.
Yordan's
Yeah, that guy's a monster.
He's dangerous in the playoffs, too.
Who's a guy that you would rather face? Like, I don't think there's anyone scarier to, like, oh, shit, he's coming up.
Aaron Judge.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, no, I mean, come on, man. You could be a hater, but not this year.
I think in the playoffs, too, I think it's Freddie Freeman. I think I would rather face Yordan than Freddie.
See, I'm every year I just wait for the Dodgers to just, like, shit on everyone.
It doesn't matter.
And eventually their luck runs out, and I'm just not doing it this year. I'm not getting on the Dodgers. I don't get on their bandwagon. Like, I don't root for them, but I do expect, like, that they're just going to
inevitability. Like, it's like LeBron back in the day.
But now I'm not backing them. I think they're going to... There's too many good teams in the NL this year. The Braves are good. The Mets are good. And any team that comes out of here, you look at St. Louis, you look at Philly. All these teams can play. San Diego.
Look at the whole playoffs. The playoffs were...
None of the teams we just talked about were bad.
The playoffs are... Yeah. Right. Seattle has fallen off.
I think the NL is way stronger than the AL.
I think they're
pretty equal, but like
the
Dodgers.
I think Seattle is the worst team in the playoffs.
Yeah, like yeah, Seattle.
Yeah,
Seattle
the
Guardians.
Team. They're the team that
they're gonna be good.
They look great. Future's bright there.
Whenever the A's or like the Twins or something make the playoffs, and it's like, oh, it's nice, but they lose in the first round.
Yeah,
the
Yankees love the Twins.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like they'll get eaten up. That's why I think Toronto's a strong team. Look out for two in terms of upsetting in the
I'm not afraid
round.
Of them.
I will forever fear George Springer.
I'm not afraid of Seattle or Toronto.
I'd be afraid of Toronto, not Seattle.
I'm not as afraid. As a Rays fan, the teams I'm most afraid of in order are Houston, then the Guardians, and then the Yankees.
I'd be afraid of Seattle if Seattle wins this series. If they really get the Cinderella shit going, then I'd be like if I was a Jays, fan, I wouldn't be too scared
That's the thing about the Rays, it's like they've done it so long, it's like they're not even a Cinderella, so it's like,
that. Yeah, we know you're shit, dude.
It's like, But you know what? I don't know. I just think, I think we have the best three going three deep in the AL. But the thing is, the hitting against these top level pitchers, especially when it counts, if you're a betting person in the race, keep going, take an under every single game. I bet you'll come out with some money.
I like where your head's at least. How about that bet every time I would do when Randy was being Randy? Randy would have hit a home run, just kept nailing it.
That was awesome.
Fucked.
Oh, that was great.
That was a good watch. That was good. I can't wait to do it again.
He killed it against his. I think when they lost last year to the Sox, like he even killed it in that like.
Yeah, he stole home.
Yeah, he stole home.
He did. That ball fucking doesn't.
Home steal like ruined it though.
Kyle Schwarber's fat fucking stomach. Fuck you,
Brandon Lau. Oh, for the century.
Over 19. Fuck.
I'll never forget that name just because of that.
If he imagine if he was like half season. New series is over.
Yeah, if he went like 3 for fucking 20.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll transition on to our last topic of the night since. Anton wants the Dodge, the Brady-Giselle split. We'll get into Bruins season preview as they open up next Wednesday, October 12th.
Let's go.
Against Alexander Ovechkin in the Washington Capitals. We're back, but how back are we?
Not really too bad.
A lot of injuries. You got McAvoy's out.
Yep.
Marshawn's out.
Grizzlick's hurt.
Grizzlick's hurt.
Hall's hurt.
Hall's hurt.
Hall's skating, though.
Yeah, Hall just got hurt. You've seen a lot, you know, through these preseason games. I know it's just preseason, but you've seen a lot of promise through guys like Johnny Beecher?
Yep, Johnny Beecher, first round pick a couple years back.
Michigan, you know, I think he's only 21 years old.
Yeah, he's still.
Yeah, he just got optioned to Providence, but probably for the best there.
Yeah.
Lysel there, who's played pretty well.
Greer's looked great. Greer had he also had the game winner in 2 games ago.
Yep, and then last but not least, the McLaughlin kid from Billerica, who's played really well, got called up for a little bit last season.
Yeah, he played a couple games. Looks pretty good.
He's still a very young kid. He had a handful of goals in the preseason. I would say that this is a team where you're kind of in limbo because you really don't know what to expect. But I think I do expect, because I think their high this year is getting to the playoffs. And then when the NHL, like in the NHL, then anyone can win.
Exactly. No, yeah. They're a playoff team if they can survive the opening months with these injuries. And then what the young kids who come up do gives you their actual ceiling.
Yeah.
Like if some of those kids can play like solid bottom six players, because the top two lines are going to be amazing.
Because, I think, you know, season starts October 12th. I think you can see those kids as early as...
Oh, they're going to be playing early. They're going to be playing early.
For some reason, I'm positive tonight, but wouldn't you want to kind of see the kids early when everybody's kind of, like, slacking around? You want to see them playing hard.
Not too early. You don't want to see them getting
fucked. But then you have trade chips.
Yeah.
You developed, you know, like what if Zappe becomes, you know, a decent quarterback and now you can move him for a second round pick?
Well, one of the ones who was up for, like, the trade block... A lot of things. Well, it's Mike Riley, who absolutely nipped last night for the win. So, like, I don't know. I don't like the way he was playing.
How many NHL players are named Mike Riley, by the way?
Too many.
Yeah.
If you, especially though, even like more foreign names, like, dude, like, there's like a Sam, there's been a Samsonov and shit, like, in the NHL since like the dawn of the sport.
I'm really interested to see what they're going to do with the goaltending situation, because, you know, you got Jeremy Swayman there coming into his second full season, would you call it? And then you have Linus Ullmark, who played pretty well last year up and down.
He was good. He was good.
But they're both like 1A, 1B type players. I just think you should like roll them out almost every other game and then see where you go from there. And then whoever's hot, I think you stick with for a little bit and see what they can do.
I think what they did last year was pretty much exactly what they should run back until one of them stretches away.
But I think when someone is stretching a little bit, I think you're going to give them some pull.
No, that's fine.
Oh, okay, Swayman has played... The last 3 games he's played, he's let up 1 goal combined.
Yeah.
Let him play like 4 or 5 games, get really comfortable, and see if you can really make it to a franchise goal.
Like when we got to the playoffs last year, it was still kind of like 1A, 1B. Like if we get to the playoffs this year, I want there to be one. Like I want to go into the playoffs knowing that like this is the fucking guy.
Yeah, and then back
whoever it is.
Back on the point, you got Krejci, you got Bergeron back. This is like a last hurrah. That's what I was thinking today. I'm like, imagine this team next year, unless they all decide to come back again for one more year. You're going to see a whole new faces. Like, and then Pastrnak's on the last year of his deal. After all these guys are going to retire, is he just going to want to have a fresh, like, clean slate somewhere else? Yeah, I mean, it's tough to think that way.
The game last night, and obviously it's just one preseason game, but they threw fellow Czechoslovakian Zacha, the newer guy we got,
love him,
on the line with Krejci and Pasta, and they like just single-handedly just violated the New York Rangers.
Love it.
And like that will be our second line. So like
they got Zacha traded for Craig Smith, or was it the
No, we still have Craig Smith.
Who's the other guy? The second, he played good last year towards the end of the season.
Holla.
Holla. He was good.
No, that line crushed them, and it was. I mean, if that's running. When Marchand gets back, if that's running behind Marchand, Bergeron, DeBrusque, like two unbelievable lines. I mean, Krejci and Pasta already have it back, like because they were playing in Czech. Like they still have the chemistry 100%.
Well, you know what? Too, another thing I see, and it's not about the Bruins anymore. It's kind of what we talked about before the Patriots season. It's everyone around them. I feel like all the teams, look at Carolina, Rangers, Pittsburgh, they're all going to be there. Florida has another year to improve. Toronto and Tampa are always there every season. And the playoffs last year, every playoff team made the playoffs probably entering December.
Yeah,
and now you have, you know, Johnny hockey going to Columbus. Columbus got better. The Islanders had a bad year because they missed a straight month because of COVID. That's a team to look out for. Opening night against Washington, that will be a big game.
We'll see how Florida bounces back because they made a huge trade. They got Matt Tkachuk, but they got rid of their guy who just got 115 points.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that affects them.
And then Philly is either a hit or miss team. All these other teams stink. I mean, I'm looking at this. Buffalo stinks. Detroit stinks. Ottawa. Jersey, Montreal. I mean,
Jersey's the only one of those teams that might show something because they had a lot of young talent and a number one overall pick. Like, if those keep, they can progress, they might be good. I'm not saying they're going to be fucking like
overall, but I'm expecting a pretty average season from the Bruins. I'm expecting a lot more on the other side of the floor in the Garden, which that's a little teaser for next week since the Celtics will open up the week after.
Get me to the playoffs, Bruins. I'm all in.
Yeah. There's nothing better than playoff hockey, but we got to get there first. Anton, anything else to share tonight before thank the folks?
Yeah, because you're just such a douche that me and Steele didn't even get to pick our World Series picks.
What are your World
Absolute
Series picks?
Absolute scumbag.
Rays Cardinals.
All right, Rays Cardinals. Any analysis just because you're
no,
you
I,
love
we're
the Rays?
Close enough. What do you want me to do?
Go off. Go off, King.
I just think we have the best pitching and they have the most timely hitting. I think they're going to be clutch. I think they've just done it all season, and the Cardinals are going to surprise some people.
And who are the Yankees beating?
The Mets.
Oh,
real want to be really cocky about it.
See,
Mets fans got on my nerves this year.
I love the Mets. I love Scherzer.
They got on my nerves this year. I want their tears.
I just think that it's not going to happen because so many people are going to be on that.
I'm on it.
I know.
I'm all in on the Mets. That's my bandwagon team.
I don't blame anybody. I don't blame anybody for taking it.
I'll root for the Rays, though. I'll root for the Rays.
I don't blame anybody for the Mets, but I just think so many are on it that they won't make it there.
When Randy's not playing the Sox, Randy Rosarena is like my favorite
player.
He's
the best.
Yeah, he's awesome when he's not playing
the Yankees. Is Wander out for the season?
I think so.
He was my AL MVP pick. That was right up the door.
He got hurt.
Yeah, didn't have a chance.
They didn't have Glasnow or Wander, and they still did.
I think mine was Aaron Judge. Kind of should nail it.
60-second home run. Where did that land? I'm trying to remember.
In Toronto, like third row.
Did the guy catch it?
One guy did. That guy's already a billionaire.
No.
So like, fuck that guy. Yeah,
no.
It sucks. I forget what he does,
well,
but like, he sucks.
Last week we talked about the guy who dropped the 61st.
Frank Lasagna.
That was his name?
That's it. That is his name. The guy that dropped it.
Wow.
I'd kill myself. I there's not much that would
don't
make
do
me,
it, Frank.
There's not much that would make me kill myself, but dropping a fly ball for $2 million, I'd kill myself.
We're a big mental health podcast.
Yeah, don't do it, Frank.
I would do it. That's like one of like three total things that would make me do it.
Closing up, we raised close to $6,000 for the Steel and Nez softball tournament in memory of Dan and Dennis Sullivan. And we actually got the invite as when they hand out the scholarship award for the Quincy High player next year, they asked us to come deliver the check to the winner. So we'll be there. We'll see how many people show up. I think it'll be a great time. Wanted to thank everyone for tuning in. Heads Better, Justin, Showtime for making this all possible. Big shout out to Slight Edge Fitness and Performance and Braintree. Keep doing you out there. It's getting close to the winter season, man. Let's get in there, start working out, get ready for the summer. I'm the one to talk. I planned a fitness this morning, 7 a.m. Humble brag. First time in a year.
Sick.
Also, big shout out to the law offices of Patrick J. Foley. He's doing well with his picks. Also doing a sweepstakes for our Patriots-Lions tickets that we can't win, but everyone else can.
Yeah, respectfully.
Respect. That's all from Steele and Naz out here. Episode 96 is a wrap. We'll see you next week.
Yep, we want the cup next week, baby.